Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pastor Steve Swinburne from Price Chapel, and we always like to get him in right around the 1st of December to talk about the great services that they have every Christmas Eve at Price Chapel. This year will be no different, and it's great because it even falls on a Sunday. So, Pastor Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, we're excited for Christmas Eve and just this whole season of Advent. It's a great time of the year, and thanks for having me in.
Anytime. So let's start talking just about Price Chapel and really what goes on there. You are, you know, completely open to anybody can come and enjoy your services, right?
Yeah, open to everyone. Price Chapel is a Christian church, been in Carbon County for almost 80 years. This next year, we're celebrating 80 years. We're right behind Wendy's National 9 Hotel. And we have two service times on Sunday mornings, 9:30 and 11, and anyone's welcome. Lots of programs for kids and youth during the week.
And then you always, of course, in the summertime, you have your Vacation Bible School and those kinds of things as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, Vacation Bible School is usually the first week in June.
And so let's talk for a moment, because, you know, we all realize that sometimes people get to the point where they can't get out. And you are one of those great people that you stream your services on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, we stream our 11 a.m. service on Facebook and YouTube. So you can always watch, just search for Price Chapel on Facebook or YouTube and watch our service online.
So you can get on there. If you can't make it in, get on there and listen to what they have to say and just enjoy the services really in the privacy of your own home. And that's such a great thing that you offer, because we do. We have a lot of elderly in our community and people that can't normally get out and get moving and up and around. So to have that is a great option.
Yeah, it is. Or for just those lazy people who want to sit in their PJs with their coffee in the morning.
That's fine, too.
Stream. It's better to be in person, but hey, it's available for you.
It's still there. You're still making a little bit of an effort, even at that, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about Christmas and Christmas Eve. You're going to do Christmas Eve services this year, and you always do two different services, don't you? And are they each kind of geared differently?
Yeah, so both these services will be the same. So Christmas Eve, December 24th, is a Sunday this year. So we'll have two Christmas Eve candlelight services, one at 3 and one at 5. Exact same service. They'll both be about an hour long. And so whatever time works best for you, you can come to. And we will not have any morning services that Sunday. We're just going to do our candlelight services in the afternoon and evening there at 3 and 5.
And then you won't have a service on Christmas Day itself.
Yeah, nothing on Christmas Day.
All right, so enjoy your Christmas Day. Hit them up on Christmas Eve and get out there and just enjoy the services that they offer. And just as a pastor, I know it's hard to pick, but, you know, as from that background, is Christmas maybe your favorite? Do you like Easter more? Which one kind of holds a little bit more in your heart?
You know, I really like Christmas Eve. They're our biggest services of the year, usually at Price Chapel, and it's just a ton of fun, and it's just always a blast. And one of the things I really like we do at Christmas Eve is we have in each of the services a time where the kids come up, and we do a special little message story time for the kids, and we'll give them a little gift as well. And so we have that as part of each service, and that's really fun, just involving the kids in that way. And then we just have beautiful music, and we're doing a series right now where we're preaching every Sunday on a different Christmas carol during this season. And so we'll be talking about the Christmas carol, O Holy Night, and the meaning behind that Christmas carol at our Christmas Eve services.
And I believe last Sunday it was Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
you're right, Dave.
I thought that's what I had saw, and I had heard a little bit of it. So, and it's great to be able to do that because, yeah, it gives it a little bit more meaning, and people can kind of go. And anytime you want to put history in anything, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's some really interesting history around all these Christmas carols.
Okay, so once again, this is going on Christmas Eve at Price Chapel. That's 611 West Price River Drive. They're behind Wendy's over there by the National 9 Motel. Go check this out. 3 and 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve for their big candlelight services. And then I know you guys have a huge online presence. How can people find you?
Yeah, just look for us on Instagram or Facebook or our website, pricechapel.org.
Okay, and you also put these services will be on Facebook Live and YouTube?
Yeah, we will live stream our 5 p.m. service on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so you got everything covered. You know what? Get the whole family together. You're going to be together for the most part on Christmas Eve anyway. If you can't make it, just bring it up. Everybody just about has a smart TV now. You can bring it up on your TV and sit there as the family and enjoy it and be together with everybody if you can't make it in for the service at Price Chapel. Pastor Steve, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.